With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations after the shooting of two National Guard members by an Afghan national.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The charges against the man who authorities say shot two National Guard members have been upgraded to first-degree murder after one of the soldiers died. Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announcing the new charge yesterday. Brigadier General Leland D. Blanchard II is the interim commanding general of the D.C. National Guard. He told a press conference Thursday that Wednesday's shooting only strengthens the Guard's resolve to bring safety to the nation's capital.
I will say that the District of Columbia National Guard, this task force, is more committed this morning to the president's directive to make D.C. safe and beautiful.
Hong Kong firefighters have found dozens more bodies in a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed seven buildings. The death toll has risen to at least 128, with many still unaccounted for. Authorities said fire alarms in the complex, which housed many older people, did not sound during the fire. The death toll from flooding in southern Thailand has reached at least 145. More than 1.2 million households have been affected across 12 provinces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announcing the resignation of his powerful chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, who was also the country's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. This is SRN News. As it turns out, the world's strongest woman is actually a man.
Officials have stripped the title from Jamie Booker after discovering that she is actually a man living as a woman. He outdistanced the competition at the World's Strongest Woman Championship in Arlington, Texas this month. The rules bar transgender athletes, but organizers say Booker slipped through. Other competitors, led by runner-up Andrea Thompson, urged an investigation, which led to Booker ultimately being stripped of the title. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of public school students, parents, and taxpayers have filed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's new statewide school voucher program. They claim that allocating nearly $150 million in state funding to help parents send their kids to private and religious schools is unconstitutional. Similar scholarship and voucher initiatives have proliferated in conservative states, where parents are pulling their children out of the public schools in record numbers. This is SRN News. UPS Airlines says a fleet of planes grounded after a deadly crash is expected to miss the peak holiday season.
It's because of inspections and possible repairs. The airline predicts it could be several months before its McDonnell Douglas MD-11 fleet returns to service as it works to meet FAA guidelines. UPS intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak season. An MD-11 crashed November 4th in Louisville, killing three crew members and 11 people on the ground. Jason Walker reporting.
Wall Street rose for a fifth straight day to put the wraps on a volatile month. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in abbreviated trading Friday and closed out November with a slight gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 289 points, or 0.6%, and the NASDAQ gained 0.7% yesterday. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.